In just a few seconds, it's Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 86 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Haley Stidham.
The indie film, Burning Kentucky, is returning to the Commonwealth.
The Floyd County School District unveiled an innovative new project on Monday.
Wet weather is causing an increase of bugs in central Kentucky.
Natural Bridge State Resort Park will be offering a wilderness first aid course.
In sports, the Bowling Green East All-Stars are returning to the Little League World Series.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy skies early, followed by scattered thunderstorms overnight, low around 73. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a few storms may be severe with a high near 92. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies, early will become partly cloudy late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low around 69.
The indie film Burning Kentucky has been a great success in film festivals and is now making its return to the Commonwealth. Bethany Anderson is a Lexington writer, producer, and director, and has been working on this project for 7 years. The film was shot in the state, where 75% of the staff are from. Anderson tells WKYT, the production was the hardest thing she's ever had to do, but the support she's received makes it all worth it.
That week that we started premiering it in Kentucky, the response was unbelievable because the movie was made for Kentuckians by Kentuckians, and they resonated with the content in a way that I never expected. And so all of the hard labor that we went through and all the doubts and all the no's, it all just, it healed my heart.
Anderson says she's grateful that her film has even resonated with viewers outside Kentucky.
As construction trades expand, some unions are working to get more women involved in the field. Leona Messer is a member of the Laborers Union Local 1353 in West Virginia. She urges others to set aside stereotypes and assumptions about construction work.
I get along with every single one of the guys that I've ever worked with because they see that I work, and that's not an issue for them. You know, as long as you put forth the effort, they see, even though she's a woman, you know, she's busting her butt.
Federal reports show the number of construction jobs in West Virginia have increased by nearly 20,000 positions in the past 2 years. Messer says it's a good career path for anyone willing to put in the work.
Members of Heritage Baptist Church in Lexington collected a busload of supplies for students of families affected by the Black Jewel bankruptcy. Members made the three-hour trip to Harlan County to deliver the supplies on Sunday. Terry Aldridge tells WKYT, people from all across the U.S. have helped.
We filled the top of the bus, overheads, halfway back, all the underneath. I read the article in the Lexington Herald later. And it was talking about the men on the railroad tracks. And I thought maybe we might get half of what we've gotten. But we've had people give from California, Florida, Georgia, just New York.
The church says they have collected enough donations to help students for the entire school year.
The Floyd County School District unveiled an innovative new project on Monday. The STEM bus is an old school bus that has been renovated and stocked with technology and equipped to teach kids about science, technology, engineering, and math. Superintendent Danny Adkins tells WYMT the bus was funded by Gear Up Eastern Kentucky.
There's not a school system around that can go out and buy $200,000 worth of equipment for every school. But we can put it on a bus and take it to every school.
School officials are hoping to expose students in different STEM career options in order to prepare them for higher education.
Wet weather is causing an increase of bugs in central Kentucky. Silverfish, spiders, and millipedes are finding their way into people's homes. Tom Myers is a board-certified entomologist. He tells WKYT there are a few ways the weather affects insect populations.
The rain is causing, of course, increased moisture outside. And that causes two things. One, there are certain insects that really like that moisture, and that moisture is going to make them increase their numbers, the population. So this population increase causes them to come inside the house. And also, besides the increase in population, some of them get flooded out because of the saturated soil, and they will be forced inside the house.
Door thresholds are the main point of entrance, according to Myers. He says people should make sure those points are well sealed. Another precaution is keeping areas around the washer, dishwasher, and refrigerator dry. Myers says as the summer continues, bug populations can still increase.
Natural Bridge State Resort Park will be offering a wilderness first aid course. WMKY's Lacia Hinnenberg has more.
A course geared toward people in remote areas will be held December 2nd through 6th. The class is recommended for backcountry guides, canoe trip leaders, college outdoor programs, EMTs, and race safety personnel. It will focus on stabilizing patients and evacuation guidelines. The $375 fee will cover the course only, but lodging and meals will be provided at a discounted rate. For WMKY News, I'm Lacia Henneberg.
A Lexington 10-year-old is asking lawmakers to make changes following recent mass shootings. Dima Al-Siraj posted a video on YouTube with her views on gun violence and gun control, according to LEX18. Al-Siraj says it should be harder for guns to get into the wrong hands.
I feel really unsafe to go to a mall, a church, a mosque, even a little festival. So, please, I want restrictions on guns.
Al-Siraj adds that she hopes to inspire other kids to speak out too. She ends her video with a motto, "Make the USA safe again."
A vigil was held in Lexington on Thursday to honor the lives lost to gun violence. Moms Demand Action organized the event for the hundreds of people killed from gun violence in America. The vigil honored those lost to mass shootings as well as everyday violence in Lexington. Anita Franklin lost her son to gun violence 5 years ago. She tells WKYT she wants to prevent more deaths.
Where are we going to be safe? We got to start speaking up, working together, and make this back how it's supposed to be, a beautiful city.
A 100-second moment of silence was observed for the 100 people who lose their lives to gun violence every day in the United States.
A fundraiser in Louisville for Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is being headlined by President Donald Trump. WKYT reports the fundraiser will take place August 21st. The campaign has not released details about the event. Bevin's campaign plans to continue highlighting the ties between the governor and the Trump administration. Earlier this month, Bevin appeared with Vice President Mike Pence during a visit in Manchester. Morning Consult's governor approval rankings list Bevin as the country's most unpopular governor. But the group's tracking of President Trump's approval in Kentucky shows 55% of voters approve of his job performance.
Kentucky would join 17 other states that permit family members and others to petition authorities to remove guns from those deemed a threat under new legislation. WUKY's Josh James has details.
A bipartisan trio of Kentucky lawmakers, including Democratic Senator Morgan McGarvey and Republican Senators Paul Hornback and Julie Rocky Adams, is proposing what's commonly known as a red flag law. The legislators told reporters the bill is not a direct response to the shootings in Ohio and Texas, and work has been underway for more than a year. Adams said, in addition to potentially preventing mass shootings, the bill could also cut down on another type of tragedy.
We have extremely high rates of suicide, and these types of laws have proven that they decrease suicides.
The legislators argue the law protects against gun violence but does not run afoul of Second Amendment rights. Democratic Attorney General and candidate for governor Andy Beshear has also come out in favor of a red flag law. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals is deciding whether to reinstate a 1998 state law that requires facilities that perform abortions to have transfer agreements with a hospital and ambulance service in case of emergency. The Bevin administration has cited the law in a case that could shut down Kentucky's lone abortion clinic. Attorney Chad Meredith tells WDRB shutting down a health center caring for people doesn't make sense.
All facilities in Kentucky that exist to perform outpatient surgeries have to have these safety protections, and it doesn't make sense to eliminate one category of healthcare facility just because it provides one certain type of service.
A federal district court ruled in 2018 that the transfer agreement requirement is unconstitutional. A ruling isn't expected for several months.
A death investigation has been opened up by police following a deadly fire in Pike County. WYMT reports it happened just after 7 p.m. Saturday on Elkhorn Creek Road near Elkhorn City. Once the fire was put out, firefighters searched the home and found the victim inside. 58-year-old Benny Taggett from Elkhorn City was pronounced dead at the scene. Police suspect no foul play and autopsy results are pending. The cause of the fire is also under investigation.
Finally in sports, the Bowling Green East All-Stars are returning to the Little League World Series. Bowling Green defeated a team for Illinois 15-6 to win the Great Lakes region and earn a trip to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Winning pitcher Evan Schallert hit an RBI triple as part of a 9-run second inning for the Kentucky team.
Hits it hard down the line. That's a base hit. It's 11-1. Schallert digging for extra bases. He could get three, and he will. RBI triple for Evan Schallert. Boy, they just keep the gas pedal down.
That sound courtesy of ESPN. It's the third time in 5 years Bowling Green has made it to the World Series. They will play Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hayward Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your financial markets report for WMKY. At 3:37, stocks were down sharply as bond yields resumed their August spiral lower, raising concerns about the state of the economy, and the Dow Industrials showed a loss of 405.55 at 25,881.89. The S&P 500 was down 37.53 at 2,881.12, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 99.78 at 7,859.25. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield fell to its lowest level since 2016, dropping all the way to 1.63%, and the spread between the 2 and the 10-year Treasury yields narrowed to only 6 basis points today, which was near its lowest level since 2007. Bank stocks declined as interest rates dived. Bank of America and Goldman Sachs were both down more than 2%, while J.P. Morgan slid 1.6%. The Spider S&P Bank ETF itself was down nearly 2%. Also hurting stocks were the intensified Hong Kong protests, which soured investor sentiment already aggravated by the trade dispute between Washington and Beijing. Hong Kong International Airport canceled all departures for the remainder of the day. Trade bellwethers Caterpillar and Boeing both fell more than 1%. Retailers who are targeted in the latest round of China tariffs are under pressure as Office Depot tanked 5%, while Macy's and Nordstrom both slipped to over 2%. Adding to the geopolitical risks were the Argentina election results, which took markets by surprise as the country's center-right leader, President Macri, performed poorly in primary elections. The outcome triggered a sell-off in the peso and Argentina's stocks, which are down 35%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.4% at $54.71 a barrel. Gold was up 1% at $1,524.60 an ounce. In Europe, the Stock 600 index was down 0.3%. And in Asia, markets were mixed with the Nikkei up 0.4% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 0.4%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 33 cents at $40.29, Dollar General down 81 cents at $134.77, Marathon Petroleum down 202 at $46.37, Delta Airlines down $1.07 at $58.46, and Anthem was down 508 at $282.25. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Haley Stidham.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.